survival, the simple, harsh facts of survival. Trust nobody. Make yourself invaluable to your team. But don't be too threatening. Be ruthless. Stay alive. She hadn't abandoned his lessons. They'd always be part of her. They were what kept her alive and careful, even during her years with Kelsier's crew. She just no longer listened to them exclusively. She tempered them with trust and hope.
"Your trust will get you killed someday,"
Rean seemed to whisper in the back of her mind. But of course, even Rean himself hadn't stuck to his code perfectly. He'd died protecting Vin, refusing to give her up to the Inquisitors, even though doing so might have saved his life. Vin continued forward. It soon became evident that the basement was an extensive grid of narrow corridors surrounding larger rooms. She peeked into one, creaking the door open, and found some supplies. They were basic kinds of things, flour and the like, not the carefully canned, organized, and catalogued long-term supplies of a storage cache.
"There must be a loading dock down one of these corridors," Vin guessed. "It probably slopes up, leading to that sub-canal that runs into the city."
Vin moved on, but she knew she wouldn't have time to search each of the basement's many rooms. She approached another intersection of corridors and crouched down, frowning. Ellen's diversion wouldn't last forever, and someone would eventually discover the women she'd knocked unconscious. She needed to get to the cache quickly. She glanced around. The corridors were sparsely lit by the occasional lamp. Yet there seemed to be more light coming from the left. She moved down this corridor, and the lamps became more frequent. Soon she caught the sound of voices, and she moved more carefully, approaching another intersection. She peeked down it. To the left, she noted a pair of soldiers standing in the distance. To her right, there were four.
"Right it is, then," she thought.
However, this was going to be a little more difficult. She closed her eyes, listening carefully. She could hear both groups of soldiers, but there seemed to be something else. Other groups in the distance. Vin picked one of these and began to pull with a powerful riot of emotions. Soothing and rioting weren't blocked by stone or steel. During the days of the Final Empire, the Lord Ruler had set up soothers in various sections of the Ska slums, letting them soothe away the emotions of everyone nearby, affecting hundreds, even thousands, of people at once. She waited. Nothing happened. She was trying to riot the men's sense of anger and irritability. However, she didn't even know if she was pulling in the right direction. In addition, rioting and soothing weren't as precise as pushing steel. Breeze always explained that the emotional makeup of a person was a complex jumble of thoughts, instincts, and feelings. An Allomancer couldn't control minds or actions. He could only nudge.
Unless...
Taking a deep breath, Vin extinguished all of her metals. Then she burned duralumin and zinc, and pulled in the direction of the distant guards, hitting them with a powerfully enhanced burst of emotional allomancy. Immediately, a curse echoed through the hallway. Vin cringed. Fortunately, the noise wasn't directed at her. The guards in the corridor perked up, and the argument in the distance grew louder, more fervent. Vin didn't need to burn tin to hear when the scuffle broke out, men yelling at each other. The guards to the left rushed away, moving to find out what the source of the disturbance was. The ones to her right left two men behind, however, and so Vin drank a vial of metal, then rioted their emotions, enhancing their senses of curiosity to the point of breaking. The two men left, rushing after their companions, and Vin scurried down the corridor. She soon saw that her instincts had proven right. The four men had been guarding a door into one of the storage rooms. Vin took a deep breath, then opened the door and ducked inside. The trapdoor inside was closed, but she knew what to look for. She pulled it open, then jumped into the darkness beneath her. She pushed down a coin as she fell, using the sound of its hitting to let her know how far down the floor was. She landed on rough stonework, standing in complete darkness, pitch black, beyond even what tin would let her see in. She felt around, however,
and found a lantern on the wall. She pulled out her flint and soon had light. And there it was, the door in the wall leading into the storage cavern. The rock mountings had been torn apart, the door forced. The wall was still there, and the door itself was intact, but getting it open had obviously taken some great amount of work. The door was open slightly, barely wide enough for a person to get through. It had obviously taken Yeoman a lot of effort to even get it that far.
He must have known it was here, Vin thought, standing up straight. But why break it open like this? He has a Mistborn who could have opened the door with a steel pull.
Heart fluttering in anticipation, Vin slipped through the opening and into the silent storage cache. She immediately jumped down to the cache floor and began searching for the plate that would contain the Lord Ruler's information. She just had to... Stone scraped against stone behind her. Vin spun, feeling an instant of sharp and dreadful realization. The stone door shut behind her.
"And that," Ellen said, "is why the Lord Ruler's system of government had to fall."
He was losing them. He could tell. More and more people were trailing away from the argument. The problem was Yeoman actually was interested.
"You make a mistake, young Venture," the obligator said, tapping the table idly with his fork. "The 6th century stewardship program was not even devised by the Lord Ruler. The newly formed Canton of Inquisition proposed it as a means of population control for the Terrace, and the Lord Ruler agreed to it provisionally.
That provision turned into a means of subjugating an entire race of people," Ellen said.
"That subjugation started far earlier," Yeoman said. "Everyone knows the history of this Venture. The Terrace were a people who absolutely refused to submit to Imperial rule, and they had to be strictly reined in. However, can you honestly say that Terrace stewards were treated poorly? They're the most honored servants in all of the Empire."
"I'd hardly call being made into a favored slave a fair return for losing one's manhood," Ellen said, raising an eyebrow and folding his arms.
"There are at least a dozen sources I could quote you on that," Yeoman said with a wave of his hand. "What about Trendelan? He claimed that being made a eunuch had left him free to pursue more potent thoughts of logic and of harmony, since he wasn't distracted by worldly lusts."
"He didn't have a choice in the matter," Ellen said.
"Few of us have choice in our stations," Yeoman replied.
"I prefer people